the Public Works and Capital Projects Committee on February 4th, 2016. Has everybody gotten a chance to review the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion made by Legislator Litt to approve the minutes.
Second.
Seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried to accept the minutes as written.
If I just could say one thing, the minutes were fine. They were actually really beautifully done. I just want to ask, there was that one project out at the college, and if we can just get an update, Sue, when you have the chance.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were talking to me.
Well, I was sort of talking, but it relates to some follow-up. Out at the college, Herb had suggested there might be some less expensive ways of dealing with the bridge. And I just want to get, you know, to be kept, I think we should be kept posted on that. Is that not your department?
Well, it's a community college project, but... if they want to provide us with some of the details about what they have in mind, nobody from DPW has gone out there and looked, and neither were we asked. So
maybe we have to contact the officials from the college themselves and maybe provide us if they look into anything else.
That would be my request. I'm kind of interested because I want to see if, sometimes it seems like some really good suggestions are made, and then if you don't follow up, they may sort of just do what they were going to do. And
I think you need to. I wasn't in a position to approach them about it, but they certainly have Buck ask.
Oh, okay.
And if Bob says it's okay, we'll go to wherever they want us to do, take a look at it and come up with something that's cheaper or whatever.
Yeah, maybe I have to do that.
Thank you.
I can contact Bob. Alrighty, get to the resolutions. We're going to skip a couple, and we're going to go to one so we don't have to keep Lieutenant Cole here from the Sheriff's Department. Put in a late resolution. Resolution number 96, amending capital project number 460, purchase of central order vehicles, Department of Public Works. This is another car at $50,000 for the sheriff's office. I guess it was left off the original.
Yeah, we had, I don't know where the miscommunication had come in somehow, that we had originally put in for five. We had discussed six, they agreed to five, and then I believe the paperwork would push it four.
Right.
And if we don't keep up with our plan for five,
right,
then we slowly basically deplete our fleet.
Right, and I guess the sheriff had contacted FERC.
Yes.
And said it was accidentally done, and the money was already there because it was approved from the capital project.
Yes.
And to go forward with it, and that's what this resolution is all about.
I'll make a motion for discussion.
Okay.
Second.
Here.
What kind of vehicle will it be?
They're
cruiser.
They're the Ford utility, basically it's a Ford Explorer, but they're called utility. Yeah, that's the car that we use.
This is no further discussion. I'll move it.
Second.
Seconded by Legislator Litt. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Okay.
Lieutenant, thank you for taking the time.
Take care of that red
Take care of that red. Thank you. Good night, Karen.
Okay, now we'll go back into
all my orders are
ahead. Resolution number 90, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Atlantic Pavement Marking Incorporated, Department of Public Works. This is a contract for the roads to be marked, the yellow lines and the fog lines on the shoulder of the road. It's for how many years? Extends the term of agreement for road shrug extension.
Yep.
Just a question.
Yes.
It says 305-232-60 and then on page 2 of the contract, the top defender's services shall not exceed $610,465.
That's because it's amending the original language
original.
So now it's 2, you know what I mean? It's,
got it.
You have to add it to the,
okay.
To the amount of the original contract.
So is this an extension of the existing contract?
Yep.
Correct.
It's
all right, so we're putting another year on?
Yep.
Oh, I'll move this for discussion.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Any other discussion?
Does this include the arrows and onlys and all of those, or is it just the striping?
As far as I know, it's just the striping.
Okay.
Good question.
I was also concerned about that too. I never really knew.
I'm gonna verify that.
Yeah.
And I'll email me.
Make a motion to adopt the resolution.
All right. Motion made by Legislator Litz. Seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 94, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into the County of Allstate Technology Incorporated, Department of Public Works. I believe this is the repairs at the pool, $529,000. Attached, you will find the document of the work that will be done.
I'll move for discussion.
We just had, at our last meeting, the engineers came and explained what they were going to do. They seem to have been satisfied at that time. They are replacing things and doing things that's never been done since the pool has come into existence. And, you know, the pool has to be safe, clean.
Didn't we know that last month? Yeah. Or was that just
information? That was a capital. Capital project. Yeah, just the contract. That's the contract.
And this includes option 1 then?
This is, yeah, well, the option 1, the alternate one, was diamond right finish. And this is phase 1. This is the kiddie pool and the finish on the larger pool in the domestic water system, which is the probably the most important thing at this point.
So will we be seeing another amendment to cover?
Well, I don't know whether we would amend this or whether we would bid that out. Do you know what I mean? It makes sense for the Shan people to do it, but I don't know that Mark Ryder would have more to say about that probably. But for the moment, we need to get, the idea is to get this work done before the pool opens this spring, and have the pool open for the season, and then resume the rest of the work, which was those new pumps and those defender systems and so on. Between Labor Day and whatever, so that we can have it ready for next year.
I have to apologize, but I'm confused where we are.
Well, that's 94.
94.
Yeah, we're on 94.
The first tape.
Oh.
Okay. I put a tab on the first one because
it was
right there.
Yeah.
Jim, do you have something?
That's your contract. Oh, it's because that's
fine, the state paper.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'll entertain a motion to move it.
Move.
Motion made by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 98, amending capital project number 260, Bailey Bridge, additional preliminary and final design work, amending the 2016 capital fund budget, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges.
I'll move for discussion. I'll second it.
Is there any discussion, any questions?
This is CMS engineer, right?
Yes, that's it.
This will require a bond, $24,000.
Right, this is added to the existing capital project.
Right.
It started so long ago, some of the requirements.
I remember this. This has been a while.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, just so you know, the $24,000 is being bonded.
Right.
But
it seems to be right for a bond.
Well, it's just because it's part of a $3 million thing. But the there's no federal or Marshall Sally money in that. When we, as everybody knows, these resolutions always read that we're going to be responsible to finish the project in
right.
the first instance. This has been submitted for funding. It's possible that we would get 80, 15, and we would only get, you know, $1,200 out of this that we'd have to bond. But we won't know that until the state decides whether or not they're going to give us money. So we put it through like this because this is worst case scenario that we will bond for the whole thing, but Bert will only bond for whatever he needs.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, I'll move it.
Second.
Motion made by Fabiano, seconded by Jim Maloney. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, resolution number 100, amending the 2016-2021 capital program to establish capital project number 470, Western Avenue Storm Water Project, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges.
One more for discussion.
And this is a project in the town of Marlboro?
No. Mm-hmm.
Yes, in Marlboro.
In Marlboro.
Going up the hill. Any questions for Susan?
They're just going to realign the pipe.
And there's a number of catch basins that need to be replaced. It was discovered when or came to light when we were doing the work. So we'll have to put gas line in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we paved the center. And it's clear that the piping under there is very bad. So first they were going to replace the pipe, but it was a lot more expensive. And this is ideal because it disrupts the traffic for 2 weeks instead of 2 months.
2,400 layer feet. I'll entertain a motion to move it.
So moved.
Motion made by Legislator Green.
Second.
Seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 102, establishing capital project number 471, 17 Pearl Street, painting, 2016-2021 capital program, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. Move for discussion.
Second. This is the Department of the Environment building?
Pearl Street, Pearl. Yes.
The gray brick?
It's for a man.
The other one Pearl, yes, 17.
17, that's where Amanda is, right? Yeah. For painting?
Is it in the whole building?
The outside. And there's no doubt that there's wood there, so we're going to have the contractors do the testing and the abatement.
That'll be the testing?
And then our paint has to be, I forget what you call it, doesn't have the fumes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Motion carried. Resolution number 104, authorizing the appropriation of grant proceeds to the county road engineering account, amending the 2016 Ulster County Budget Department of Public Works. I move this for discussion. I'm not familiar with this here.
Oh, second. Thank you.
This is Watson Hollow Road in Town of Holland.
Okay.
There's a place where the pavement is, just falling away from the side of the road. So, Cornell Cooperative has these Ashokan Watershed Stream Management. So, they gave Cornell money to engineer this, and Cornell, it has to go to a municipality, I guess. So they're going to, this is a grant, so they're going to give us $68,000. We figured it would cost probably $75,000 for the engineering. So we have to do a $7,000, match.
Okay.
So this piece will only cover the engineering, and we think it's going to be quite a project. So once they tell us what it is, then you'll go. We'll probably set up a capital project for it.
Setting time can be in services or... Yeah.
It is in services because Andrew has to administer this.
Like if the county went out and did the survey work, they can count that for the income.
Right, right.
That stream is on the secret reservoir from Washington. That's a serious stream.
Maybe what's taking the bank away. So this is really a revenue agreement, and we have to they want us to sign it first, and Aaron wants to go through Mark will sign it, and then they'll sign it, and then you can put it out.
And the next resolution is similar.
The next one, the only difference is that this one we're actually going to fix ourselves.
Okay.
This is a box culvert, and the $60,000 that they're giving us for this project is to cover the cost of that box culvert. So it's just a materials.
Right, I understand.
But it is the same process. You know, we have to do whatever we have to do when we put it in, and they'll reimburse us.
I'll entertain a motion to move it.
I'll move 104.
Ready? Do I hear a second?
Second.
The motion made by Legislator Bennett, seconded by Legislator Maloney. All in favor?
Aye.
I'll opposed.
And I'll move 105 for discussion, which we've already had.
Second.
All in favor?
I'll make a motion for 105.
And I'll second that one.
Good. Okay. Agreed. Okay.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody have any old business that they would like to discuss? No, we just, he moved 105. Because his name is all same as 104, practically.
Yeah, the $60,000 is to reimburse us for the culvert itself. The work will be done in-house.
Anybody have any old business? Anybody have any new business? I'd just like to bring up one thing, Sue. Malvin Turnpike in the town of Sorgheys. From the railroad tracks to the Four Corners, which you would meet another county road at that Four Corners. Do you know?
King's Highway.
Yeah, it would be King's Highway. That's considered King's Highway. Old King's Highway, I think, is up by the Soul Light.
Okay.
All right. That piece of road there is in rough shape again. I don't know why it doesn't last. I know under that bridge where the blacktop is, it's all concrete. I know that there's a lot of clay there. Do you know what, you probably don't know off the top of your head, if anything is being planned to be done there this year?
Well, we're putting together the various roads work and the chips work that we're going to be doing.
Do you have a list sooner?
I hope so.
Okay.
So
yeah.
It's only subject to change, as you well know.
Right.
Because we, you know, we look at the roads.
Right.
And decide, and then by the time we get to them, they need something different.
Right.
But I'll find out.
Yeah, just make a note on that if somebody wants to go check it out. It's pretty nasty. It's just like a wave, like an ocean,
I did have one.
Yeah.
One thing. I know when we were up at that conference, we spoke about the realignment of Old New Pulse Road away from South Battersea Lake Road, where we have that. Approachment area where people can't see through the intersection.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Cunningham and Mr. Whitaker said they were going to go down and take a look at it. Did they have the opportunity
they
to do
did,
that?
They did, and from what I understood them to say, we have our management meeting tomorrow, so I didn't have the whole thing, but they seem to think that just taking a chunk of the rock out of there might be enough.
That's all I need to know.
Okay, so I will touch base with them tomorrow, and I will.
You guys need to go.
Tell me that China Key Lake.
Yeah, it's Old New Pulse Road.
Mm-hmm.
Across from South Chodakee, Chodikee Lake Road. It's been a problem for years and years and years and years. So many very close call accidents and several accidents.
Really?
Yeah.
I know they went because I remember hearing them talking about it when they came back.
Yeah, they told me they wouldn't. I was just curious what the outcome was.
Okay.
Thank you.
I will give you more information.
Okay. If there's nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion made by Legislator Litt to adjourn, seconded by Legislator Maloney. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? This meeting is adjourned. Thank you so much. Thank you, Susan.
Oh,
I will call Bob Sunbow tomorrow. I'll be off from work tomorrow.
Okay.
And I need to...